Han satt der i McCaféen med pensumboka og en latte, og for tredje gang bladde han en side tilbake og leste den på nytt. Og igjen var det som om ordene som sto der bare stokket seg og ikke lenger hadde noen betydning. Men han så at alle andre som satt der klarte å jobbe. Så hva var egentlig problemet hans, annet enn det åpenbare? At eksamen var tre dager unna, og han bare en tredjedel inn i pensum. Og det er sånne ting som gjør at noen tar opp en vindusplass her hele dagen. Men sånn er livet. Og McDonald's er bare en liten del av det, tross alt.
Oransi Pasoso skulle ha spilt på Inferno i påska, men med korona overalt er Jernverket podcast den nærmeste du kjenner dem nå. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og traff vokalist Jon His for noen år siden. Før vi kjører intervju har jeg en beskjed til. For at Jernverket skal overleve som podcast trengs det midler. Så jeg har vært frekk nok til å opprette en Patreon-side og en VIPs-konto. Så hvis du vil bidra med noen slanter for å holde Jernverket flytende, hadde jeg satt enormt stor pris på det. Du kan bidra månedlig via Jernverket-siden på patreon.com/jernverket eller gi en enkeltsum via VIPs-nummer 567438. Beløpet er selvsagt valgfritt. All informasjon står nederst i episodebeskrivelsen med en lenke som fører jeg rett til kassen. Igjen, tusen takk for alle bidragene så langt. Jeg klarer ikke dette uten deg.
Okay, maybe you could start by just presenting yourself. Who are you and what do you do in the band?
I'm Jon His from Oransi Pasoso and I play guitar and do vocals.
And you just ended a tour in Europe a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we had 12 shows outside Finland, like in the Central Europe, and it was awesome time since it was our first tour, and it went really nicely, and it was cool that there was also like places like London there, and Paris, and Italy, like Milan, and Prague, and Berlin. Those were probably the biggest cities. On the tour.
How was that? It was to finally get on a big tour like that?
Well, it was like we've previously only done like 4 shows in a row. So I had like been expecting a long time to do like more shows than that in a row. And it was, of course, tiring, but very satisfying to play with awesome people, like with awesome bands, and to great people that came to see us, and it was kind of one of my dreams come true.
We can talk more about touring a bit later, fun stories and stuff, but I want you to start and tell us about the band, because Oransi Pasoso were quite unknown in Norway until Valo Nielo came last year.
Yeah.
So where did it begin?
We started, I think, 2007. It was, we kind of ended an old band, and me and the bass player Onto had an idea to form another that was influenced by black metal, like the second wave black metal on the atmospheric part, but then on the other hand to be kind of, we were really inspired by psychedelic stuff and kind of really hypnotic rhythms and like even like stuff like kind of rhythmic grooves like Afrobeat and stuff like that, and electronic music, and we wanted to do something that kind of grooved but had a sinister atmosphere and kind of a dark vibe into the music that was kind of natural for us as well. So that was basically the base of the band, and we gathered some musicians to play with us, kind of familiar guys, and then we just started jamming, and then we had a couple of songs in the first kind of jamming session we had, and then we did an album, and then we did another album, and then this third one which was kind of the most marketed outside Finland as well.
But can you tell us about the albums? The first one came in 2009.
Yeah.
And how has your style developed? I listened a bit to the Cosmonument again now today, just to remember how it was. And that's, in a way, more experimental and spacey than the newer one.
Yeah, we kind of had the idea of kind of on the first album to test a bit what the band is all about, and kind of I think most bands have their first album kind of they're testing their horizons and what can we do, and then on the second album we kind of zoomed in to more precise themes, and Ghost Monument was pretty dark album, kind of solitary and kind of impersonal in a way, and it has had kind of the spacey theme album type of thing going on there, and then Valonielu is more about being maybe more hypnotic stuff and maybe coming back to earth a bit more, but kind of concentrating on the hypnotic stuff and psychedelic layers, and kind of make it sound more vivid than Ghost Monument, and next album will be something else.
So you're different from each time.
Yeah, we kind of want to zoom in to different areas and explore different areas of what this band can do.
Mm-hmm. What about the artwork? I really like the cover of Ghost Monument and the poster for the Valonielu tour.
Yeah.
They are quite similar. But the Valonielu album has another kind of art. More, it reminded me of maybe some Asian art.
Yeah, yeah, actually tour art and Ghost Monument is done by Olli Kiviluoto. He's an artist from Seinäjoki, does lots of these really psychedelic paintings, and all of the stuff he does, they're paintings, and then kind of make scans or photographs from them, and then like do the covers from his art. And yeah, Valonielu was done by Kostin Chiorianu. I'm not sure how to say the surname right. He's from Romania and he's been doing lots of stuff recently. We wanted to have a pretty different type of cover to the new one. And like I said, we like to explore things. So in art as well, using different artists to kind of get their idea of what our music might be like looking like, and that's something that interests us, and also would someday want to do that vice versa. So if some painter did an art fork for us, we try to make music for that, would be interesting as well.
So here's a challenge.
Yeah,
some artists listening.
Yeah, that's definitely like that.
But the words are probably also quite important for you when you write lyrics, because they're all in Finnish, your own native language. Can you tell us a bit about what the lyrics are all about?
Yeah, actually, Onto makes the lyrics, the bass player. We usually tend to discuss on some themes when starting to compose an album, and like what do we want to influence from, like for example in Valonielu we talked a lot about like we're sometimes pretty science geeks, we discussed a lot about evolution and also consciousness and kind of microcosmos, cellular level kind of ideas, and started composing stuff through that. And then Onto usually makes lyrics from those themes, maybe adding some more, but from he's kind of thinking about the song, how it sounds like, and then making the lyrics kind of as a map into the whole thing. And yeah, they're in Finnish because that's the only language we know really well, and can get all layers, meanings, and through that I can, with vocals, I can kind of get all the emotion from the lyrics, because I can understand more than one layers from that lyrics, or more than one kind of
interpretation.
Yeah. difficult word. So that's why it's in Finnish, and yeah, they're important, but they kind of come at the stage where the songs are almost kind of done and they work as a map.
Mm. That's interesting. But how do you get this really large sound like you have? It was one of your albums really recorded in a cave?
No, it's like in a first album, it's done in a kind of cabin in the middle of nowhere. Second as well, even more in the middle of nowhere. And then the third one was first studio album, actually. Like, of course, the other ones were also with studio equipment, but we were in London doing the Valoniello album with Jamie Gomez, producer guy who's been doing like stuff like Ulver and Cathedral and stuff like that as well, and Ghost. I think we kind of wanted the new one, the Valoniello one, to be more layered, which worked out really well with the studio thing. But Coast Monument, for example, we wanted to be more messier and kind of the heavy sound, the big sound we try to get, it's usually from layering up things. But me and Onto are making the kind of really heavy guitar bass combination, and then Moit is doing kind of a bit of that as well, but more concentrating on melodies, and Evil is doing like really crazy keyboard stuff. Like, he's more a sound designer than actual keyboard player, or at least his role in this thing. And then Korjak is just keeping it all together.
Kun det beste for den beste, sa han, og hun kjente at det kriplet langt inn I ryggmargen. Selv om hun kanskje egentlig syntes sjokolademilkshake var bedre enn vanilje. Men det viktigste var at han syntes vanilje var best, og at hun var like bra. Så hun kastet seg over ham og kysset ham lenge, 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 helt til de hørte at det tutet fra bilene bak. Og de kjørte videre og hentet burgerne og milkshakene sine. Ja, det sånne ting som skjer I drive-thru noen ganger. For sånn livet, og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.
Det startet som en helt vanlig dag. Med de helt vanlige rutinene, den vanlige reiseruten og det vanlige stresset. Helt til ingenting var vanlig lenger.
Hvorfor ser alle på meg egentlig? Har det skjedd noe?
Noen har lagt ut bilder av deg på nettet.
Hvis du rammes av et digitalt innbrudd, du ofte den siste som får vite om det. For sikkerhetens skyld inkluderer vi sikkerhetstjenester I våre abonnement. Bli tryggere på telenor.no/sikkerhet.
But you have also changed record companies quite a lot. You had a new one for each album, and you even got dropped from Spine Farm.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
It was kind of, we've been, all the releases of the LPs have come through Swart. So Swart was kind of familiar from previous things. Well, I think dropping from Spine Farm was advantage to us in a way, because they are kind of doing a bit more different kind of music and putting that out. So it worked out at the time when we were looking for publisher for Coast Monument. But it worked out really well because we got a label also from States, $20 spin, and then like Swart in Europe. And so now we have like two labels in and both doing their jobs in different parts of the world. And yeah, it worked out great. And like I said, Swart is now growing like $20 spin as well. So it's good to grow with them, and they're releasing lots of music that is kind of has the similar vibe to us, which suits us well. And I think they know how to market us, because we're not the easiest band to market with the language and with the music. So I think Swart and 20 Buckspin are doing good job with that.
Absolutely. What about a few of you have different band projects on the side of Odansipas also? Are you in the Atomicula thing?
Yeah, we actually just finished recording and mixing and mastering our first album. Me and Onto are actually in that one, and then two guys from Dark Buddha Rising, drummer and guitarist, singer. And we started out just as we got to know each other and started jamming. And just like we didn't plan to do any band out of that, but then things started to sound pretty good, and then we were okay, let's record something and see if we're gonna release it. And now it looks like it's going to be released at some point. Yeah, that's the we have some like small projects and doing different things, but that Atomicula, it's like the most closest to Oranssipatsutsu in a way.
But it's not metal in the same kind of...
Yeah, well, yeah.
I only heard one song, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of lots of influencing from free jazz. Kind of want to keep things really jammy in that band. And yeah, some songs that we only, like, in internet, there's only one song right now. So yeah, that's not that heavy, but there is, I think, a bit more heavier and stuff there, and stuff with more improvisation as well, coming on the future album.
But until now, we have been speaking in a quite serious way about the music.
Yeah.
But every band have their Smile Tap stories. If it's from the rehearsal room, or when you were in studio, or on tour. You have any fun stories you could share with the listeners?
Well, one comes to mind. We have actually left our keyboard player in the place where we were staying for the night, and then left for the show we had, and we just were in a car and then going to the venue, and then keyboard player Evil called. Okay, he's calling, what the hell? And then, yeah, you guys left me here, and no one noticed the thing.
How far were you then from him?
We weren't that far, luckily, but I don't know how we managed to do that. But, yeah, it was like some years ago when we kind of did shows. It was actually our first show outside Finland. We did the shows by ourselves. So it was a bit of learning curve there, but I think we're not the only band who's left their players somewhere.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, that's one thing that comes to mind.
What about fans? Have you had any fun stories with fans? Or something crazy that made you think, whoa, okay, are we that big now?
Well, I think most of our fans are really polite, and they like to discuss like serious things about music. So, nothing comes to mind, nothing like that. Just music talk usually with our fans.
You haven't gotten the crazy girls showing their breasts in the front row yet.
Not yet.
What about your future plans for the band?
Well, we're going to do shows this year, like festival shows, till November, I think. And after that, starting to focus on the new album. And we already got some ideas going on, and just kind of want to continue from that after the year has changed. And then at some point, studio and next album, more shows. We always like to concentrate on the music and see what comes like from the music, because yeah, it's nice to do shows actually awesome to do shows and do records in studios and stuff like that, but it's always has to be the music that is the why everything happens. So that the whole composing process is really important to us. So that's usually the biggest thing we're kind of concerned and concentrating on.
But when you're thinking about the meaning behind everything, I of course read why you have the name Oranssiplasuusu, but yeah, probably a lot of people wonder why you chose that, because most can maybe guess that Oranssi is Finnish for orange, but why did you combine a Finnish color with the word or the puzzles?
Yeah, it kind of represents the duality of the band, which is kind of the dark vibe, the kind of black metal influence side. It's definitely the Patsutsu, which is the wind demon and the demon that goes inside the girl in the movie Exorcist. So it kind of describes that nicely. And then because we have the psychedelic spacey side to the music and the kind of colorful side, orange seemed nice because it's said to be the first rays of the after the Big Bang. Who the hell knows? But yeah, it's a cool story for that. And it kind of Patsutsu is the darker side, and orange is the psychedelic, colorful side of the band. Yeah, that's how the name came.
Will you be wearing something orange at the stage tonight?
I don't remember if someone had. Probably not.
You should.
Du har hørt et Oranssiplasuusu-intervju innspilt I 2014. Liker du musik I den gata, anbefaler jeg videre lytting på episoden med Vemod, Arcturus og Ved Buens Ende, for eksempel. Neste vecka får vi en kort prat med selveste Venom. Kanskje en liten trøst for dem som skulle ha sett dem på Inferno.
Look, the end of the day, a good song is a good song.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how it's composed, what chords are in it. There's no bad chords, you know. It's a bit like there's no bad food. It's just wrong diet.
Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com. Det ligger det foreløpig 81 episoder du kan høre på. Kjekt å ha I de her koronatiden for den som syk I karantene eller på hjemmekontor. Del det med kompisene dine og spre metal, ikke virus. Og hvis du vil bidra med litt kronasj for at jeg skal kunne fortsette, kan du gi støtte via Patreon eller Vips. Det også kult om du slenger inn en god anmeldelse av podden der du lytter. Og husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook for konkurranser, diskusjoner og musikalske tips. Navnet mitt Helle Stenkløv. Jeg gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Vi høres!
Kun det beste for den beste, sa han, og hun kjente at det kriplet langt inn I ryggmargen. Selv om hun kanskje egentlig syntes sjokolademilksjekk var bedre enn vanilje. Men det viktigste var at han syntes vanilje var best, og at hun var like bra. Så hun kastet seg over han og kysset han lenge, 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 helt til de hørte at det tutet fra bilene bak. Og de kjørte videre og hentet burgerne og milkshakene sine. Ja, det sånne ting som skjer I drive-thru noen ganger. For sånn livet. Og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.